where Mother's Day was kind of a fun deal, but the traditional thing was, who's the oldest mother? And, you know, and someone would stand up there in their 90s, and we'd all, yay, you know. And then, who's the youngest one? And then the one who'd had the baby the latest would stand up, and yay. And we'd just thank you, bless the moms, and they'd give them a rose or give them something, and all of it very sincere and sweet, and it was a great thing. But in the midst of that, I am aware now, and have heard from many, that that also is a very painful time for others, where they've experienced women who have that desire to be the mother of the living have infertility issues, or they've lost a child prematurely, or someone has lost their mom prematurely or just in life, or the mom wasn't the greatest mom and there was scars and pains around that, or people are dealing with guilt and shame because their kids aren't turning out the way they thought they would. And so there's this, Mother's Day brings to light again this, oh, I've not been a good enough mom. I've not, you know, you'll see one mom being celebrated like crazy with a lot of people and then another mom not as much, and it's painful. And I just feel like that, you know, we want to, I'm not trying to be a downer here, but we want to so include all of the women. We're so blessed by you, God's design, your role in family, fathers and mothers and children. There it is. There's the core of the subsets. And motherhood is at that tender place of birthing life, and it can be a painful deal. So this morning, we want to say bless you, moms. We pray you're blessed. I hope all's going well with you. For the majority, though, big majority in here, that are hurt around this issue, we want to say we love you, we care for you, we're with you. We don't know exactly what it feels like, infertility, or what it might feel like to lose a mom or to be a, you know what I mean? You've got your own dimension of how you feel in this. But we think that the church ought to be the most sensitive on these days about the issues of motherhood and the pain that goes on around that. Praise God for the new covenant in Jesus, which produces the eternal family and thus fulfills the unfulfilled passion for motherhood. It says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 25, now Hagar, you remember, who birthed Ishmael, is like Mount Sinai on Arabia, and she corresponds to the present Jerusalem, is what Paul was saying, for her children are in slavery. But the Jerusalem that's above is free, and she is our mother, meaning the gospel, the new covenant that was coming in Jesus would fulfill the prophetic, it would be the prophetic fulfillment of what was meant by motherhood in God in the first place. And so, praise the Lord for the grace of God. Praise the Lord for the redemption of God. Thank you. Praise the Lord that God can come and get prodigals. We heard about that last week, and we pray, moms whose hearts are aching, don't give up on your children. Your prayers are like an incense before the Lord in those golden bowls, and they are assuaging, they're affecting, they're pushing influentially, spiritually into your children's lives. But again, we want to say that we are sorry if you have felt pain. We want to be together as a family this morning and celebrate those who are celebrating. The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice and suffer with those who suffer. And we want to do this in a way that doesn't highlight and exalt or put down, and obviously doesn't ignore. So what we're going to do now in just a special way is I want us all in a moment to stand and to have a moment of intercession for the moms that are in the room, to be moms, want to be moms, pained moms. Let's have a corporate family intercession for that. And also for those that might not be in this room that you're thinking about right now. Moms that are dealing with shame because they feel like they failed or lost and have pain, or the woman who can't have the baby and loves to have the baby, and she's just on your heart. Let's be a family who believes in prayer and is sensitive to that, and let's really, really release a blessing this morning. Praise God that His grace is sufficient for us, that in our weakness He perfects His power. And I just want to say something. I know some in here that have had pain around this issue. You amaze me. You amaze me in your struggle wanting kids but not having kids, and the way that you, it's unbelievable. I'm blessed by moms who have kids, but the way that some of you steward that, the pain even and the guilt and shame of like, hey, I wish I'd known some stuff in my 20s and 30s in raising kids. I didn't learn it to my 40s, you know, but you're dealing with it and you're pleading for your children. There's a couple here we're really close to that are doing that right now and trying to turn the tide. I'm just thankful for you. We got one sister, again, that's not here, that lost her mom tragically to murder at a really young age. It was just painful. And to this day, it's a mark on her heart. And so what we want to do is just as a family acknowledge that and bless that. And I've asked Jonathan and the team to sing a song over you once we're done of ministering specifically to you moms. But let's right now, if you don't mind, if you would all please stand with me, and you know how we do this. If you can grab a hand next to you, if you don't have one, that's fine, but grab a hand because we want to show our family. Grab the hands of the moms around, those that want to be, you know, all the women. Just let's bless them. And let me pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the mercy and the grace that's in Jesus. We thank you for how you created motherhood. We thank you for the fullness of that in the new covenant, and that there's a global family. You're the father, and you're the fulfillment even of what is a mother. You're the fullness of everything, Father God, Yahweh. We praise you for that and the redemption. And we thank you for all the moms in the room. We thank you for those that want to be moms and those that struggle through motherhood or the desire for. We're asking for healing this morning for the pain that happens around this. Just like around fatherhood or children, childhood, there's pain at times. Lord, around motherhood, we acknowledge it. I pray for the one that desires for the child to come. Lord, that you would give grace and open the womb. Or Lord, you would give grace while the womb stays closed. We pray for those that deal with shame and guilt, that they would find that forgiveness in you and begin to do what they're called to do and what they know now. Empower their hearts if they're weak and they're giving up on their children today. Strengthen hearts to begin to cry out with fresh hope for their children to come to Jesus. For those that have lost moms in the last year or two or decade or whenever it might have been, Lord, heal up that missing place in their heart, the pain. Touch it in Jesus' name. Pray for those in the room and those outside the room connected to our spiritual family. And we thank you for your grace. We thank you that you're our healer. This morning, administer healing to our hearts. Lord, restore the broken places. Heal up the wounded hearts. And I remind you of your promise, and we remember too, that you are close to the brokenhearted. So Lord, come and touch the brokenhearted in the midst of this national celebration about mothers. Thank you for your goodness and grace, and for the family of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.